From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces edge closer to retaking a key city. Iraqi troops are a step closer to retaking the provincial capital, Ramadi, after advancing on the city's center against what is believed to be a few hundred Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. James Jeffrey, a former diplomat to Baghdad, says progress is slow because IS fighters have had time to dig in.
We've seen this on many fronts. You need overwhelming forces, American airstrikes, and an awful lot of time. And, of course, what we've talked about before is I'm not so sure time is on our side.
U.S.-led coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on IS targets on the outskirts of Ramadi. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said tough fighting remains.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi as completely clear.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces this year, with the recapture of Tikrit back in April. IS fighters continue to hold large areas of Iraq, including the cities of Fallujah and Mosul. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. French forces in Mali said Tuesday they killed or captured 10 members of the jihadist group al-Mourabitoun over the weekend, believed to have been behind last month's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital city Bamako, in which 19 people, including many foreigners, along with two attackers, were killed. Monday, the Malian government reimposed a nationwide state of emergency to last to the end of this month. This is VOA News. The top UN human rights official says the Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen appears responsible for a disproportionate number of attacks on civilians. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein said a Saudi-led air and artillery campaign has targeted civilian areas and led to the destruction of some hospitals and schools.
I have observed with extreme concern the continuation of heavy shelling from the ground and the air in areas with a high concentration of civilians, as well as the perpetuation of the destruction of civilian infrastructure, in particular hospitals and schools, by all parties to the conflict, although a disproportionate amount appeared to be the result of airstrikes carried out by coalition forces.
He spoke to the UN Security Council 2 days after UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland brought together Iran-backed Shia rebel envoys and those of the Arab coalition, backing international recognized President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Those talks, tentatively to resume next month, ended without a deal and were marred by repeated ceasefire violations. A new survey of more than 18,000 Arabs in a dozen countries show they overwhelmingly have negative views of Islamic State insurgents. The Arab Center for Research and Policy Studies says it found 80% of the people surveyed expressed negative views about the IS group. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for several years before being freed in a prisoner swap, appeared before a military judge Tuesday at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on charges he deserted and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl deferred entering a plea to the charges that could, if he is convicted, send him to prison for life. Colonel Daniel King is a U.S. Army Forces Command spokesman.
Army Judge Colonel Jeffrey R. Nance has been detailed for all further judicial hearings in this case, and the date for the next scheduled hearing will be January 12, 2016, here on Fort Bragg.
Bergdahl walked off his post in eastern Afghanistan June 2009, was released in May of last year when President Obama agreed to swap five suspected terrorists held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in exchange for Bergdahl. The U.S. Tuesday imposed sanctions on 34 individuals and entities for previous sanctions evasion and other activities related to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The sanctions will remain in effect until Russia fully implements its commitments under the Minsk Peace Agreement. Indian lawmakers voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses following anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. And Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso Tuesday said he wants a presidential election moved ahead in the wake of an October constitutional referendum.
That's the latest world news from VOA.